Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 26th. You'll be interested to know, 105 years ago, today, in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the United States Constitution was certified, granting women the right to vote. This monumental achievement marked a significant milestone in the fight for gender equality, empowering women to participate fully in the democratic process, and shaping the future of the nation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. This morning, it's looking fair with waves around 3+ feet. Conditions are clean early on, but expect them to shift to fair by late morning. The wind is onshore at about 4 miles per hour, picking up to 7 miles per hour by noon, adding some chop to the surface as the day goes on. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m., with a 2-foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 18 seconds, and the onshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5 feet at 11:45 a.m., followed by a 1.5-foot low tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Starting Wednesday, expect fair conditions with waves around 2 to 3+ feet, gradually cleaning up in the morning. Thursday maintains similar sizes but becomes choppy as winds pick up. By Friday, wave heights hold steady at 2 to 3+ feet, with choppy conditions prevailing throughout the day, though an early session may offer cleaner faces. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 72 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:23 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:21. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 77 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 67 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Wednesday with a high near 79 and light northwest winds. A slight chance of rain showers arrives late Wednesday night with lows around 69. Thursday brings a high near 80 with partly sunny conditions and a slight chance of rain. Friday stays partly sunny with a high near 81, while Friday night turns mostly cloudy with lows around 68. Saturday remains mostly sunny with a high near 80, and Saturday night will be partly cloudy with lows around 68. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego's abandoned California Theater, a nearly 100-year-old gem, is facing a critical deadline to either be sold or demolished. This once-renowned cathedral of the motion picture has been closed since 1990 due to safety concerns and now stands as a decaying reminder of the past, with boarded windows and graffiti marring its facade. San Diego City Attorney Heather Ferbert emphasized the urgency, stating, "This isn't serving downtown. This isn't serving the city." The building's owners, Caden Property Group, must formally list the property by August 30th and finalize a sale by the end of 2026 or face a controlled demolition. Now on to sports. The Las Vegas Raiders have traded a 2026 fifth-round pick to the Cleveland Browns for quarterback Kenny Pickett. originally a first-round pick in 2022, Hickett will serve as the backup to Geno Smith. This move follows Aiden O'Connell's wrist injury, which will sideline him for 6 to 8 weeks. Hickett, who was previously with the Philadelphia Eagles, has shown promise in limited appearances. Raiders coach Pete Carroll emphasized the need for game experience in a backup. Meanwhile, the Raiders are also signing wide receiver Amari Cooper to a one-year deal, while rejecting a trade request for Jacoby Myers. In local sports, last night at T-Mobile Park in Seattle, the Padres lost to the Mariners 6-9. Cal Raleigh hit his major league-leading 50th homer, and George Polanco drove in 4 runs. The Friars had 10 hits and left 6 runners on base. The Padres' record is now 74-58. Billy Miller earned the win for Seattle, while Drew Morgan took the loss for San Diego. Tonight, the Padres clash with the Mariners at T-Mobile Park in Seattle for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Dylan Cease is 6-11 with a 4.71 earned run average, faces Luis Castillo, who is 8-7 with a 3.57. First pitch at 6:40 with clear skies and a comfortable 84 degrees expected. In top news, the United States has confirmed its first human case of the New World screwworm, a flesh-eating parasite, in a traveler returning from El Salvador. This case, identified by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on August 4th, has raised concerns for the cattle industry as the parasite typically infests livestock. However, officials have stated that the risk to public health remains very low. The New World screwworm, known for its painful infestations, poses a significant threat to animals. To combat this, the United States is building a sterile fly production facility in Texas, aiming to produce 300 million sterile flies weekly. In business news, the Burning Man Festival, renowned for its billionaire devotees and unique culture, is facing a serious financial crisis. Despite the event attracting almost 80,000 attendees each year to Black Rock City, Nevada, the nonprofit Burning Man Project reported a deficit of $20 million last year after ticket sales failed to cover expenses. The organization, adhering to its philosophy of self-reliance and non-commodification, cannot commercialize its brand or seek sponsorships, which has led to challenges in sustaining its operations. As attendance at regional gatherings grows, many burners are questioning the future of the original event, with calls for a focus on connection rather than profit. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to $110,000. Ethereum is down 7% to just over $4,400. And XRP is down 5% to $2.89. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. After years of frustration, scientists may have found a breakthrough in hair restoration with a new treatment called PP405. Developed by Pelage Pharmaceuticals, this drug aims to revive dormant hair follicles by reprogramming their stem cells, potentially regrowing thick hair where there was once none. Early trial results show promising hair density increases among participants, although further studies are needed to confirm its efficacy and safety. As excitement builds in online communities, Many hope PP405 could end decades of ineffective treatments, marking a cultural shift in how society views baldness itself. Entertainment news. In Caught Stealing, Austin Butler shines as Hank Thompson, a relatable bartender navigating life in New York. Director Darren Aronofsky crafts a high-energy film that showcases Butler's charm and depth as Hank grapples with the aftermath of a tragic accident that haunts him. As Hank interacts with a colorful cast of characters, including his girlfriend and a menacing criminal underworld, the film explores themes of empathy and survival. Set against the vibrant backdrop of New York, Caught Stealing hits theaters on August 29th, promising an engaging mix of drama and humor. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Tony Robbins. And he said, "The only limit to your impact is your imagination and commitment." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.